Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Ether drops 50% before recovering. That's correct. Ether took a 50% dive down to $700 before it recovered. This article comes from Bloomberg.com, written by Lynn Thomason, February 23rd. It says, Ether 50% sell-off was genuine, not an error, Kraken CEO says. A plunge of more than 50% in Ether's price on cryptocurrency exchange Kraken was probably caused by extreme selling and not by a trading engine malfunction, the Bourse's CEO said. The article goes on. Crypto prices tumbled across the board on Monday, with many tokens falling more than 20% during the trading session. Ether, the second biggest digital coin, sank as low as $700 from about $1,600 on Kraken, according to a report from CoinDesk. So there you got it. From $1,600 all the way down to $700, more than a 50% drop. We're in the process of investigating, Jesse Powell, the chief executive officer for Kraken, said in an interview on Bloomberg Television. There doesn't seem to be any evidence of a trading engine malfunction. It seems like trades processed accurately. Powell said the losses could have been exacerbated by the availability of margin trading and stop-loss orders on the exchange. Now, I've also been hearing that the gas prices, that is the fee charged when you buy or sell Ethereum, Ether, has been expensive too. I don't know if that has anything to do with this. The point we have to keep in mind when you're trading cryptocurrencies or investing in cryptocurrencies is they are volatile, very volatile, and these kinds of price swings can and do happen. The situation here with Ether down over 50% for a short time. It says it could be that a single whale just decided to dump his life savings. Ether extended losses on Tuesday, tumbling as much as 19% to about 1450 as of 10:50 a.m. in London. The exchange is unlikely to roll back trades, the CEO said, but he left room for some kind of compensation to clients affected by the dramatic moves. We may end up doing something for these people. We're looking into it, he said. At a time when cryptocurrency enthusiasm has swept markets and captivated billionaires and small traders alike, the sharp moves raise questions about the stability of crypto exchanges. The industry is lightly regulated, and the UK financial watchdog has warned that investors risk losing all their money. Well, you could say that for pretty much any investment. But cryptocurrencies truly are a volatile, risky investment, and people should be aware of that. And people that are trading cryptocurrencies, especially on margins, you're trading with borrowed money, you should especially be aware of the risk. Goes on, says the risk haven't deterred investors who profited from the soaring crypto prices over the past few months. Powell said Kraken is seeing five times the number of new clients as a few months ago. It's still a bit of the Wild West. You still have to do your own research and learn how things work, and you're kind of trading on professional mode on many of these venues, he said. That's correct also. So there we have it. Ether took a 50% sell-off on Monday, from 1600 down to 700, and the last I checked it was up around 1490. But just be aware, if you're trading these currencies, they are and can be extremely volatile. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.